Okay, we begin some chassidus for Tazria. We have three maimorim. The maimer begins. One second, let's get back to the maimer. Ishok is Tazria v'yoldo zochor. Asher begins at a woman when she'll be Tazria. She'll give the seed and she'll have a boy. So it's a famous Gemara in Broches. Isha Mazras Tchilo. If the woman comes first, then there's a Zohar. Says the Alter Rebbe, Vizeh Peli, it's wondrous. Why if the woman does it first, does she have a Zohar? Is the philosophy. The Rebbe brings down the Sikha that this opinion of the philosophy is brought down by many daily Yisrael, that if Isha Mazras Tchilo, if she goes first, so the Zohar comes afterwards. So if the Zohar comes afterwards, you say Ilo Agova. But if Ish Mazriya Tchilo, then the Isha is Ilo Agova, then she is, it'll be an Akeva. But the Alter Rebbe says in the Maimer, can and say that's pshat, because then it should not be Isha Mazra Astchilo. It should be, it's mashma from the Loshon Chazal, that it comes from her Hazra'a, from her giving seed, not from the Zohar giving after her. More, we find the Gemara says in Nida, you know, it's Yaakov's daughter, it says, Bitei. By the Shvatim, it says, B'nei Leo, in Pasha Vayigash, the Gemara says over there, also, Isha Mazra Astchilo, it's Mashma, that the Zera, the Zera of the Isha brings the Zohar. And also, Medesham et Hazriya, it says clearly, HaZohar Min HaIsha, not from the Zohar that came later, Min HaIsha. Explains the Alter Rebbe, why does this work, that from the Zera, from the Isha, comes a baby boy, Zog the Alter Rebbe, because it says Azochar males more for chesodim, because it says Zochar chaz the apostle. Nikevos gevura, because a lady comes is connected with malchus. It says Dino de malchus or Dino. It says in the Gemara about Sora Yemena, when the malachim told her she's going to have a Zochar. Person nidots pinis gvures. He doesn't explain why the fact that person nido makes it gvures. You have to understand. But he brings another raya. The Gemara says that Avraham said to give soilus, very fine flour, to the malochim, and Sora gave kemach. Zog the Gemara dorten mikan that the isha inelt Sora beirchim. That our lady's gvuris and she's frugal with the guest because she's from gvuris. So Zohar is chesed and Akev is gvur. And he says, we know from the Gemara in Nida that what creates the Vlad both. The Gemara says, Loiven, the white, comes from the father, which is connected with the bones and the veins and the brain. And the red comes from the mother, the skin and the meat. So we see from that Gemara that it's the combination of both that creates the blood. Says the Alter Rebbe, how could there be from Chesed the Gvura become a creation of a blood? Chesed and Gvura are opposites. She explains that there are two levels. There's Chesed Shebechesed and Gvura Shebechesed. All the Sfiris are called from each other, like we know by Sfiris, Amen. There's seven Midis and 7 weeks, because every Sfiris is connected with the other 7 spheres. And he brings a beautiful example. there is Gvura Shebechesed. Gvura Shebechesed is when a father hits a child. He loves him. He wants he should do tshuva. He wants he should learn Torah. But it hurts. But like the pasuk says in Mishlei, Eis Asher Yev Hashem Yichiyach. Hashem loves you, so he rebukes you. So the rebuke from the father is Gvura Shebechesed. Then someone once told me that his father told him, he asked his father, why are you rebuking me so much? He said, because I love you. And I want you to grow perfect and wonderful. He said, he showed his son the difference between grass and the weeds. I want you to grow good. So it's Gvura Shebechesed. Then it's Chesed Shebegvura. Father gives his son whatever he wants. But it ruins him. He loses character. He loses drive. It's not good. So it's chesed, but should be good. So he says that by the unity of the father and the father gives him his gvura. Because even though he's chesed, but he has Gvura Kolul in him. So he gives him his Gvura. And the mother, that's Gvura, gives from her Chesed. Therefore, they could unite and create a baby. But if the father would just give Ra Chesed and the mother Ra Gvura, they couldn't unite. This is Pshat Isha Maziz Tchilo Yuleda Zohar, that the baby, the mother, if the mother initiates first, they have a boy because she gives from her chesed. So she has a boy, which is chesed. But if Ish Mazriya Tchila, he gives from his gvura, there's an akeva. So according to this, it's understood the pasuk Isha, he says, through her seed, you have a boy. Not like the philosophy. That the reason is a boy is because the father's comes later and Logova, it's not Mashman the Pasuk. In terms of Kabbalah, Docha comes from Man and Akeva comes from Ban. Ma and Ban are interconnected. The Zocha gives, even though he's Ma, he gives from his Ban. So that's why he has Akeva. But Isha, that's Ban, gives from her Ma, so she has a Zohar. There's a lot more explanation on this Maimon, but we want to finish the blot, so we'll just continue further. There's a lot of Sichas in the Rebbe. We continue further, a Maimon, a second Maimon. It's in the similar vein of the connection of the Midas. Mordechai says in Baba Basra, Eilom Lach Sadru Deme. It's like a porch. Ruach Tzfenis, Einu Mesubebe V'michitz. And the northern side is not covered, is not surrounded. It's not finished. Needs a lot of explanation to mean what he means it's not finished. So, Ogder Alter Rebbe, we have to know Bedorim in the south is very hot. That's why people that live in the south are dark-skinned, and also there's not a lot of people there. But in the north, there's white people, and most of the seven nations live there. We know that Dorim is Chesed. South is Chesed. Tzofin is Gvura. That's why the Pasuk says in Yirmiyah Novim Tzofin, Tipotech Haro. Why do we say that Tzofin, north, is Gvura? Because Mizrach is the face. We face east. Ma'ariv is the back. So if in such a way that Mizrach is the front, so the south is the right, the north is the left. So that's why south is Chesed, which is right, and north is Gura, which is left. But we know, we learned in the previous Maimon, Chesed and Gura are interconnected. There's Gura, should be Chesed, and Chesed should be Gura. So that's why Dorim, which is Chesed, south, which is Chesed, has Gvura, which is a strong sun. Why is the south have a strong sun? Says the Alter Rebbe, this comes because of the tzimtzum of the sky that hovers around the earth, that doesn't let the Shemesh go in the whole world. And it doesn't go only in the south, it was very strong. And Tzimtzum is Gvura. And Kelim are Gvura. So that's why they have this strong Gvura in the south, which is Chesed. They have the Gvura from the sun, which is Mitzamtim, that should only shine there. But Tzimtzum, Tzofen, north, which is Gvura, has Chesed. That's why it's cold, because cold comes from Chesed. And cold is Chesed. But it's Hagvura, because even though it's Chesed and there's no Hagbolois, but it comes out from an Hagvura, it's very cold in the North Pole. That's when there's water. Water comes from Chochm, which is connected with Chesed. Like it's knowing that the keach of moist comes from the brain and the keach from heat comes from the heart. But in the south, it's dry. It has some rivers. And Gan Eden is connected with the equator. Because Gan Eden is Chesed. And how do we have that it's cold in Chesed, which is north? Sorry. Chesed is south. And why is it hot? In Gvura, it becomes because of they change places. Even though he said in the beginning of the Maimer, that Dorim is Chesed, there's Gvura there. So therefore it's hot. And Sofen is Gvura. And that's why there's a lot of cold over there. There's a Chesed. Anyways, there's a balance. So finishes the Maimer. The idea is that the Eibishter made that it shouldn't be either Chesed or Gvura alone. The way the God, our dear God, the Maitzel Yisborech made it, it should be mixed Chesed with Gvura and Gvura with Chesed. So the world should exist. If not for this balance, the world couldn't exist. Because Tzof in the north, if it was Gvura, if it had no Chesed, the world couldn't exist. So there, and it's similar to what we said about the Isha Mazri Yishtchila, the first Maimer, that the Isha is Gvura, but she has Chesed in her. The Eibishter made that these things, in order the world should exist. Because if Tzofen was Gvura, had no Chesed, Gvura can't exist. You need the Chesed to help it. And Chesed is cold. Therefore, it's cold in the north. That's why you say, that's Pshat in the Gemara, that the north side doesn't have a wall. The wall is the Rokia, which is Gvuris. And in Tzofen, since there's a lot of Chesed over there, it's open and there's no Tzimtzumim over there. And therefore it's cold because the sun is all over the place and it's not focused like in the north, in the South Pole, where it's focused and it's hot. So God made the idea of Iskalos. So you could see the relationship of the first Maimer with the second Maimer, the idea of Iskalos. The way Hashem created the world, He didn't want it to be one-sided. Everything should be hiskalos. If you have a kind person, he's just kind, very giving. He can't make anything. He's kind, he's passive. You need someone strong and determined to make something. But if the person is just very strong and determined, then he breaks people, he hurts people. You need chesed, you need both. So this is the Alter Rebbe's explanation on the difference between the cold in the North Pole and the heat on the southern side of the globe, because there's a skalos of chesed and gvura. We move on further to the next maimer, the third maimer. Says the maimer, Pasuk says, Tosis v'sagu la'akora, Kibbutz b'nei alaseicho b'simcha. Tosis, God should make the akora happen. Tosis could mean that the Eibishter will make that Korah happy, and Tosis could mean that she will be happy. Or you could mean that Eibishter, tell that Eibishter, you will make that Korah happy, and Melech will be happy. Daf v'ashtend it say pshat. In order to understand this, you have to understand a different question in the Pasuk. It says, V'sogil ha'koro b'kibbutz boneh. How could it be V'sogil ha'koro b'kibbutz boneh if she's ha'koro, she doesn't have kids? So the Gemara says, Isha, he says, Yavioda Zohar. He said before in the first maimer, that if Isha gives the seed first, it has a Zohar. And if the Ish gives it first, it has an akeva. To understand this, besides being an idea in the biology of men and women, who, if you have a boy or a girl, we have to understand what it means in Avedas Hashem. 6 points. The Knesset Yisrael is called Isha, a woman, and the Eibishter is called Ish. It says a pasuk in Hosea, "Bayei Mahu Tikra Ish, you'll call me husband." Same thing is by the Eibishter, just like by a man and woman. But logically speaking, Isha Mazras Tchilo, she has a boy, same thing by the Eibishter. When the Yid has Isha Mazras Tchilo, he first has Isarusa Dilisata. He has a tremendous yearning to the Eibishter, to her husband, which is the husband of Kal Yisrael, is the Eibishter, Vel Ishech Chukose. This is known in the terminologies of Kabbalah. Name Halos Man, the female waters. Then you have Amshochas Mayim Buchna Amshochas Mal. So since the Yid initiated and he started it, then he has a Zohar. What Zohar? Zohar means then he gives birth to a very strong male love of the Yid of the Rebbe. This doesn't mean regular male and female. It means that he has a love of a male, is a very strong love. A female receives and a male gives. A female love, he'll soon explain in the Maimar, as we'll soon read together, is a love, but he thinks about himself, what he's receiving. A male is totally bottled to the Eibishter. We'll soon see, it's a very deep concept. Says the Alter Rebbe, what's the idea of the male child, the Avet, the Rebbe, Mili Bashamayim, Im Cholecho Fatz? That I want nothing, I don't want what's close to you. Like it says, Im Chomikir Chayim, that the source of Elom Haba, and everything is only Ki Im Cho. But it's bottled to the Eibishter. It's not the essence of the Eibishter. The essence of the Eibishter is much higher. Like it says, Les Machshava Tfisa Beklal. What could you understand is the Zivashim. Not the Etzem of the Eibishter. Shreita Yid V'imcho Lecho Fatzdi. I don't want the Imcho. I want the essence of the Eibishter. Even though I don't understand anything. I won't be Yeshu Vinen in Miziv, bask in the glory of God. because I'll become totally nullified like a candle in a flame. He doesn't care. He's not thinking about enjoyment. This is the Ava. We all know the Alter Rebbe used to say in davening. When he had great vacancy, he would say, I don't want nothing. I don't want the I don't want you gonna need no alien. I want you. He says in a footnote that it's Tzemach Tzedek. Like it says in Tanya, in the 19th chapter, even though he'll become nullified in the greatness and the vast greatness of the Atzmus of the Rebishter. Yes, and then in his, I remain, I enjoy. What does he want? He wants to become Botel B'Mosev Atzmusei. And this is called a male love, like a male lover in a cave that says, Nigimore Noshim Daiton Kalis. They're easily convinced, but Zohar is strong, he's convinced. And he wants the main thing, he wants the Atzmus, even though it'll cause him to become Botel. He doesn't want the Tofel, even though he'll have more enjoyment. He can't be persuaded. He's strong. Even though that this level is Mokir Chayim, it's not Gan Eden HaTachni, Gan Eden HaElyon is pretty good, but he doesn't want it. The Gemara says that all this suffering in the world, the Gan Eden, in Gehenim is worth to come to Gan Eden, but it's Imcha. It's only with you. It's not you. Like the Gemara says, Yud create Elam Haba. It's a Nekuda. He wants, he doesn't, he's not self-serving. He doesn't want the Rebishah because he'll enjoy. And Elam Haba will enjoy. He doesn't want it. This is Pshat in the Mishnah. He's the Pshat in the Mishnah. He always Shalei al menas l'kavu pras. Serve the Eibishter not to get pras. Pras means a piece of bread. A slice of bread, a slice of toast. Don't serve the Eibishter to only get a slice of bread, like the Pasuk says, Alei paros l'rov l'achmecho. Don't want the slice of bread. Want the whole thing. Want the essence of the Eibishter. Which over there, a peruso, a slice of bread is kilom mamish kashiva, like a drop compared to the ocean, Atlantic and Pacific Ocean. But then there's the level of Nekeva. You let this Nekeva, the lower level. He wants what he enjoys. He enjoys godliness. He wants that his soul should remain intact and enjoy, not become bottled like the candle to the Avruka. And this is what it says, Nafshi v'sicha. Want your life. So he'd rather have the prusa, which is just a ziva or a yud nivro, but he wants to remain as something. He doesn't want to become bought like a candle and a torch with the etzem and the rebishter. That's why it's called avazuta, that he is amanas l'kavu pras, and he wants the tofel, the insignificant part, compared to the rebishter, because that's when he'll feel better. And that's why it says in the pasuk, "Nafshi yivisicha balayla." It's still called layla. It's a lower level, a dark level. That's isha mazias tchila. That's the pshat in Avedas Hashem. That if you initiate, you get such a strong level like a zohar. But if it comes from the Eibishter, it's yiledes nekeva. Says the Alter Rebbe pshat. The year that a person is me'eder is only a sort of little satat year that comes from the Rebishter Zamatona. From the sort of little elos, if the sort of little is that you worked very hard to have your own avivi gida, you get aliyah, a sort of elo from a higher level. From the pneumius of Eirin Sof, that's why if it's for the pneumius, it's your letter Zocha. Ya Lord Ruach Mimorim, to have an amazing love to the Rebishter Lishta over, we go for the Malka to become part of Hashem and totally lost. If there's a way, even though you're in a weak level and can't have the first Isaros Sata on your own, that the Rebishter could give you Isaros Leila to make your Isaros Sata. That's Ishmael's Tchila. that Eibishter gives it to you. Sorry, I was going ahead of myself. He's going to explain a little later. But here explains in the Maimer that sometimes when a Yid cannot make his own Asosel Sato, he gets a Asosel Sato from that Eibishter. But then, since he didn't work on it, he only does it get from the Pnimius Eirin Sof, he gets from the Chitzenius Eirin Sof. And that's why, even though he has a Hailoda, he has a birth of love to the Eibishter, since, because you have a Sosel Sato and a Sosel Eilo. But the birth will be in the cave at the lower level of love, just to quench his thirst and not to totally be bottled to the Eibishter, like a candle in a torch. He says, you remember, he asked the Maimon, how does it say v'sogel akoro b'kibbutz b'nel sechol b'simcha? If she's in akoro, how does she have kids? Zok them, because ish mazriat chilo, she's called an akoro. Because even though she has kids, she has in a cave with a lower level of love, she's called akoro as if she doesn't have kids. Because she doesn't get it through her own initiation of the Eibishter style. So it's not called her birth, so she's still called Akoda. That's what he says in the Maimir Visogil Akoda Bekibbutz Bonel. Even though she's Akoda, she could only have you let us the Keva. She'll have you let us Zohar. How? Visogil Akoda Bekibbutz Bonel Besecho Besimch. As Ayid or Tzimcha Shal Mitzvah. Even though this Yerushalayim came from the Mibishten. He has a zocher. Says a posik. Tach hazeh shleivata savay lekecho b'simcha v'tuv levav merev keil. Because you didn't serve the Eibishter with simcha, you'll serve your enemies. Why should there be such a severe punishment the way that is? I learned shat in the posik, that even though you served the Eibishter, you didn't do it with simcha, you'll serve your enemies. So he says, everybody gets punished for that. No one's perfect. You get a punishment. But if you serve the Eibishter with Simcha, the Simcha would have been Me'er Simcha by the Eibishter, Me'mevatel all the dinim. But if you don't have Simcha, there's nothing to be Me'vatel, the Einish, for what you did wrong. Just like that explanation we can sound over here. Even though we explain in great length in the Maimed, the Ishok, he says, as you led the Zohar. That's a normal Seder Ishtalshlus. Since Isha Mazras Tchilo, that you have a good generation, Akshar daughter, and you have first Yisus Olosato, you get the Yisus Leil de Eibishter, and you have Yiladu Zocha. But, Loi Akshar daughter, you didn't do it right. There's no Yisus Olosato. So you get the Yisus de Leila from Chitzenius. You get in the cave, a lower level of love. That's Maimer Kava Mida. That's Seder Ishtalshlus, the way it's said. But if you have Simcha Shal Mitzvah, just like the Alter Rebbe explained, then we have Simcha Shal Mitzvah. It's a helmet for all the ancient that you deserve. So through Simcha Shal Mitzvah, it's also another thing. You're Me'er Simcha Milmailo, because you have your Simcha. And you get the aid of the Atzma Shaleba Seder Adragim more than it should have been. Just like when a king is very happy, he goes out of himself and he could, like he says in the Maimon, Megalata Kotn like a Godel. So by the Eibishter, when he has Simcha, all the Eiders are connected. So even though she's a Kodom, she'll be Yelada Zoch. So this is what we say. Say Stas is a Sagal Akoro. Make that Akoro happy. She'll be happy with Simcha Shal Mitzvah. You'll make that Eibishter, she'll be happy. And she'll have Mesameh Atzim Mevonya. And through this Simcha, you have Simcha Shal Mitzvah. Once you have your own agendas, it's easy to fall. You serve God, that's your agenda. Then you get different agendas. If you're agenda driven, but if you have Simcha Shal Mitzvah, says the Alter Rebbe, the Pirush B'Avedas Hashem, that you won't serve your enemies. Serve your enemies is the ups and downs. Falling into Taivis, your enemies. If you have Simcha, then you're totally bottled to the Eibishter, you don't fall. But if you're like Garme in the lower level of an akeva, that you're serving God, what's good for you, you could fall. Through Simcha, you won't fall. Tzedek brings a Zoyar and Pasha Vayechi and Pasha's Emin between about the inner Asa de Mishtim, that by Ava Zuta, it's connected with the level of Noshim, Daito, and Kalis, and Ligarme, there's changes. But in Ava Rabba, there's no changes. That's why it's called Eitzach Chaim. There's no ups and downs. And also takes away from Taivas. Look also what it says in Parsha B'Shalach, that if you just happiness alone is not enough, because it could be Derech Eretz Pelishtim, you could just happy-go-lucky and make jokes. You have to have, with the simcha, you have to have a bittul to do the Eibishter's will. Then it's a healthy simcha. It doesn't lead you to frivolity. The Eibishter Gebim, we should be zeichet to have true simcha and get the higher level of love to the Eibishter. So this third maimer explains in Avedas Hashem what it means the first maimer. Let the Zohar came. So you could see how all these three maimorim are connected. Shalom.